Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Third and three, stepping away from pressure only for so long as Tua gets decked by Quinnen Williams.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. How much different do the Cowboys look post-NFL trade deadline, and does that alter your perception at all for the rest of the NFL season? So obviously the Cowboys made the move for Logan and Logan Wilson, and then the much bigger move for Quinnen Williams, which broke during our show. So let's start broadly, and then we can dive into the specifics.
Okay.
You added at two places of need in linebacker and on your defensive line, specifically, I guess, your interior defensive line. Does this alter your perception of the defense? And if so, how much? I'm sure it does, like, a little bit, but how much?
It definitely alters my perception of what they're capable of. They have more talent.
Okay.
Like, they weren't as talented.
For sure. Agreed.
I'm still very frustrated that they don't, and they could have been working on it and it just didn't work out. That happens all the time. They don't have anybody, like, they're not good in coverage still.
Right.
Like, that didn't change. Now, do they think we can do better there by adding pressure up the middle? Yes. So I think they're gonna tell us that. Now, they told us also they could scheme pressure, but that's a different story for a different time. But to do those things, to be able to scheme pressure, you also have to be able to stop the run. There are a lot of things they couldn't do with this defense. They have a really good tackler, and they have a defensive tackle who's considered one of the top defensive tackles in the game. So, Kevin, for me personally, I've been begging for a better player there for years, and now they have three better players there than they've had in a long time at that position.
Right.
So, I'm happy with that. I also see that thing kind of extends itself into the future.
Yes.
Further than just this season. So I also see that. But right now, you have 2 weeks to get this thing ramped up into a different animal. And hopefully Diggs can come back and help be a provider of depth or be potentially Pro Bowl form again and be one of those kind of guys.
Now, I'm glad that you mentioned the future, because I want to read you a couple of things from ESPN, if you don't mind. They're going through their grades for the trade deadline. Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys for Mozzie Smith and picks. The Jets get an A. The Cowboys, and this is per Seth Walder, they get an F. And I'm going to read you what it says. There's no other way to put it. This is a horrific trade for the Cowboys. It is completely unfathomable. You got it. For a team like Dallas to be trading away major draft resources for a soon-to-be 28-year-old defensive tackle on a salary-heavy contract in a season where it has a 7% chance to make the playoffs. So
that doesn't think about next year.
That is very true.
Okay.
Now, it eventually says, because there are four more paragraphs before it gets to that, the value Dallas gains really is for 26 and 27, when Williams will only get older. But they aren't getting those years for free. Williams' contract was salary heavy as opposed to bonus heavy. So assuming this contract was untouched, the Cowboys are going to pay Williams $21.75 million in cash next year and $25.5 million in cash in 2027. That's not necessarily true, but fair enough. So they're focused on the now and hating that deal. And the one thing I will say for both Logan Wilson and Quinnen Williams is, much like the Kenny Clark inclusion in the Micah deal, if you don't want them after this year, Logan Wilson and Kenny Clark have no dead money attached to them. I can't fathom a world in which you wouldn't want Quinnen Williams back, obviously. Then you're on the hook for $21.75 million next year and then no more dead money. So if you just look at it from a asset player and how much money you're going to have to give up, it is a positive. Although I will admit, I also share concerns about the draft capital they gave up.
They still have a first round pick for 26.
They have two.
They have two first round picks. Well, that's what I meant. They're the one that they got from the Packers.
Correct.
So in this next draft, they can add two first round picks or move up if they wanted to. Like, I know there were a lot of options. There were plenty of options when you had four total in the next 2 years.
Right.
I would have loved to collected a couple more lower round picks while you're also making these deals.
Right.
You know, you lose a second, I would like to get a fifth or a sixth. And just in as compensation. There.
If that draft, in that draft, you don't have a second or a third.
Yeah. So.
But you have two firsts.
Two firsts to add to what you hope are high pedigree players. Like, that's what your hope is.
So let's talk about Quinnen Williams, the player. Because I just saw somebody say it's weird to talk about defensive linemen as if they're going to be washed by the age of 28. All right, so let's focus in on Quinnen Williams. The biggest thing I think people should probably prepare for is he can win the line of scrimmage, and maybe being in a different scheme will change this number, but he is not pass rushing anywhere near as well as he has in the past. However, where has that talent gone? It's gone to the run-stopping era. I remember when we previewed the game against the Jets, we were kind of joking about this, but Quinnen Williams has secured run stuffs, which means run plays for a loss or no gain on 9% of his run defense snaps. I know we joked.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They'll ask around that that's not very high, but that actually is very high. It is higher than his all-time career high rate of 6.6%. So he has become a more efficient run stopper than at any point in his entire career. He has 13 run stuffs this year for a loss or no gain. That's the second most in the NFL this season.
Okay.
So if you just want to look at it from that perspective, has he been as efficient of a pass rusher? Absolutely not. But where has that gone? It's gone to becoming one of the most efficient run-stopping interior defensive linemen in the entire game. Since 2022, you can like Pro Football Focus's stats or not. I'm just telling you, there are two defensive interior linemen since 2022 that have an 85 plus pass rush grade and an 85 plus run defense grade. One of them is Quinnen Williams.
Wow.
So from that
impressive.
From that perspective, while I wonder if some people will be disappointed about the pressures he puts on or the sacks that he gets, I don't think anyone will be disappointed by his ability to negate runs.
Oh man, I haven't had a voice crack like that in years. I want to see him in this defense first, obviously.
For sure.
Like, because I can only go and say what I've watched before and say I know what he's capable of.
Are you bummed you have to wait 2 weeks then?
I am.
Or a week and
but
a half?
But I'm actually excited for that, too. It's going to build up anticipation. Jerry knows that.
For sure.
Like, these are the stories for the next. Kevin, think about this for a second. They didn't make any trades at the deadline. They're on bye week.
Yeah.
They don't exist for two
You're
weeks.
You're probably right.
Jerry knows that.
You're probably right.
So he was like, I got to give them stories. This Quinnen Williams thing, it'll roll for a minute. They're going to have all sorts of questions. They've run out of questions to ask all the other guys that are stinking. Might as well get somebody else in here. I'm interested to see what they ask of him in this defense. If they say, hey, we know what you were capable of in New York, we're just going to ask you to do that. Or if they say, hey, we know. And Kevin, don't forget, wasn't Russell Maryland a key piece to those Super Bowl teams? That was from the middle of the defense as well. I don't know what Eberflus is going to need and expect from him. I have an idea, but they might ask him to do some other things. They might move some of these guys around a little bit and say, well, you know what? We actually have a little better position for you outside. I'm very interested to see what Eberflus does, and I hope he and Schottenheimer over the next couple weeks sit down with that defense and go, all right, let's make some really good plans for the last half of this season. Whether we get in the playoffs or not, we need to have a good showing to figure out what this team should look like next year. Because if you get the max out of these guys and the guys that you know you're going to have next year, then doesn't that help you build your team next year as well? You go, I don't have to worry about that position. We're good there. So that's going to be a big one right now.
Now, the possible defense that you roll out against the Raiders. Now,
and he's also not Mozzie.
That's true. There are some people who are glad that Mozzie is just gone. But then you also get, I think it's like $2.5 million off the books. So you'll rotate plenty of players, but something like Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark, Osa Odighizuwa, probably only two of those maybe at a time. Donovan Ezeraku, Jadeveon Clowney off the edges, Logan Wilson and DeMarvion Overshown at your linebacker spot, then Deron Bland, Kyer Elam, and Reddy Stewart, and then Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson at safety. So in terms of making those trades and in terms of getting some more time to heal up on the bye, that could be what your defense looks like. And I know I'll continue to hope, maybe foolishly, that Trayvon Diggs is not far behind to help beef up your secondary.
And you say far behind health-wise?
Yeah, that, I guess. That whole thing still or feels just more complicated to me than just his health.
The fact that he's still here is interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because they're hoping they can turn him around.
For sure.
You know, but I will say this. Quinnen Williams is the player. He's the type of player that Micah was wanting.
Yeah.
Micah, while he was here, was like, get me a Dexter Lawrence. Get me a dude like this.
Sure.
And they did. They just don't have Micah anymore. And that's the trade-off they felt they had to make in order for this thing to turn the way it is.
And I think a lot of this probably pivots, too, on what you think about, like, Will McClay and the scouting and drafting staff right now as well. Because if you think they're doing a great job, you're probably like, whoa, we give up a first and a second. I hate it. But I know there's lots of people who are not enamored with the job that they've been doing as of late. And they're like, great, take a proven player that I know is good.
I'm with that. I do like that mentality too, especially when you're trying to build a team. I've had some problems with some of the picks they've made that haven't panned out.
Like most of the 23 draft.
Mozzie and Schoonmaker.
Yeah.
And for, I mean, Overshown has not either.
You're right.
Fehoko. Awesome Richards. Eric Scott didn't work out.
That was a terrible draft.
That draft is non-existent, essentially. And so there are some misses. I do think the Cowboys, because they do not do anything in free agency, have put a lot of pressure on that. And a lot of pressure on those guys to make impacts immediately from the fourth and fifth round, which I don't think is fair.
Yeah. There's no reason we should be talking about Revell coming back again and again as if he's going to solve the defense.
Yeah. The goal is for the fourth, fifth round guys, even third round guys sometimes, to come in and work their way into a position.
Yeah.
That's why you add veterans, good veterans at those positions, for them to learn from and grow and learn. Now, maybe they're good enough every once in a while to take over, but it doesn't happen like that all the time. Then what happens? You put a guy out there that's not ready for the job, and now he's a bust, and you move on from him, or he's a bust, he never has confidence to play the game again. So this has been a failure on that part, but at the same time, that was the Cowboys. They said, we're gonna draft and sign our own. That's going to be our philosophy. And now they've said we're changing that up a little bit as they've been making some, over the last few years, they've made some pretty significant trades to add better talent.
Corey, unfortunately, I've started to imagine the Cowboys defense, but now through the lens of Jerry Jones. And I'm like, oh my God, we're going to be the best defense ever. We got Logan Wilson, Overshown coming back. I don't know if you heard about that. It's been underpublicized. And then you got Shamar James, that cornerback group with Bland, and then Revel, and then, oh, Trayvon Diggs. Man, if I could view the defense through that lens, we'd be top 10. Probably.
We're almost there, Kevin. We're almost there.
Only a few more moves and we'll make it happen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.